Vegas casino layoffs on the rise amid revenue decline. Layoffs are increasing across Las Vegas Strip casinos amid a sharp decline in gaming revenue, with Fontainebleau Las Vegas becoming the latest property to reduce its workforce. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the recently opened luxury resort has dismissed a number of table games dealers in recent days. While the exact number of affected employees has not been officially confirmed, sources with direct knowledge of the situation indicated the total could range from several dozen to as many as 60 positions. Fontainebleau Las Vegas, a $3.7 billion resort located on the northern end of the Strip, did not provide specific figures regarding the staffing cuts. The property acknowledged adjustments to its workforce, explaining that it regularly reviews its operational needs and modifies its hiring strategy accordingly. It characterized such practices as standard within the industry and emphasized that the resort still employs approximately 6,250 individuals and maintains numerous business relationships with vendors and partners throughout the region. The layoffs at Fontainebleau occur at a time when several major strip casinos are facing economic pressure due to waning demand and a downturn in gambling revenue. Properties such as Resorts World, The Venetian, and venues operated by major casino groups, including MGM Resorts International and Caesars Entertainment, have taken similar steps to control labor costs. Many of these properties have restructured staffing levels or scaled back certain operations as they adapt to changing visitor behavior and fluctuating consumer spending patterns. Data from the Nevada Gaming Control Board reveals a consistent decline in gaming revenue on the Las Vegas Strip over the past 3 months. From February through April, year-over-year figures have shown a drop in revenue, with the most recent report highlighting a 2.8% decline in April compared to the same month in the previous year. That followed a 4.7% drop in March and a more pronounced 13.7% decline in February. Overall, gaming win on the Strip is down more than 3% through the first 10 months of the state's fiscal year, which runs from July to June. Fontainebleau continues to struggle. Fontainebleau has encountered several difficulties since its much-anticipated opening in December 2023. These include significant turnover among its executive leadership and the emergence of a regulatory investigation concerning potential violations of anti-money laundering laws. The Nevada Gaming Control Board is currently examining whether the property improperly issued credit to gamblers, possibly breaching the Bank Secrecy Act. This investigation came to light during a recent licensing hearing for the resort's president, Maurice Wooden, who was ultimately granted a 2-year gaming license by state regulators. In April, although the overall betting volume, or handle, remained relatively strong, lower hold percentages contributed to the third consecutive monthly drop in revenue for Strip casinos. While the Strip's performance has faltered, casinos in downtown Las Vegas and surrounding neighborhoods have demonstrated more stable results. Across the state, total gaming revenue dipped by 0.5% year-over-year in April, declining from $1.24 billion in 2024 to $1.23 billion in 2025. The Strip accounted for a significant portion of this decrease, with monthly revenue falling from $666 million to $646.8 million.